Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This report for Native Voice One Radio Network of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 7, 2022, is supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Cowboys and Indians. Also supported by Nelson Hart, supporting the cowboy way of life. The all-around standings in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association look this way, including our Indian contingency, Eric Rogers from Arizona, a Navajo cowboy in 11th place. Cherokee cowboy from Oklahoma, Coleman Proctor, is in 6th. The leader is from Utah, Stetson Wright, with over $500,000 won. In the bareback bronc riding, round number 7, Jeff Pope claimed the round on a horse called Mayhem of the Big Stone Rodeo Company in Canada with a whopping 89-point ride. Jess Pope leads the world standings representing Kansas. Utah's Casey Field in 2nd. Leighton Berry from Texas has stuck his head in the race for the championship in the bareback riding. Kansas cowboy Jess Pope had this to say after another go-round win.
Going across there, he felt really good, but he was strong. It was probably about 6 seconds in, he made that button hook around to the right. And kind of turned back a little bit, and it got really hard. It got empty, and he was really trying to jump ahead, and really wants to drop you off into your hands. So it was kind of one of them deals you had to get your teeth and just get it out for two more jumps.
Steer wrestling. Helena Montana's Ty Erickson was a quick 3.7-second time to claim the round. Will Loomis is in 2nd for the world standings from Mississippi. Stetson Jorgensen has dominated the event, representing Blackfoot, Idaho. He has over 233,000 won, with 3 rounds to go at the National Finals Rodeo towards the World Championship. Team roping. Our Cherokee cowboy Coleman Proctor with Logan Medlin from New Mexico was a no time. The winner of the round, Taylor Wade and Trey Yates from Texas and Colorado. They were 3.9 seconds. Caleb Driggers is the fastest header in the world, and Junior Nagara from Spain is leading the world with over $274,000 earned through the season and this Wrangler NFR. In the saddle bronc riding, Canadians have dominated. Logan Hay has won his 3rd round in a row. Garden City Gal was the name of the bucking horse of Hilo Pro Rodeo Company, a 90-point ride. Zeke Thurston was in 2nd. Sage Newman leads the world standings with 3 rounds to go, representing Montana. Stetson Wright in 2nd from Utah. Lefty Holman coming on strong in 3rd from California. Canada's Logan Hay after winning his 3rd round in a row.
So spurs are definitely very important in the bronc riding. You mostly realize them on your spur out. They help you like get a good hold on that, and then they just help keep your feet in the horse's neck when it needs to be. So another thing bronc riders have is we have this bar, you can see, and that goes on our rein side. And so if you spur over your rein, it won't hang over the bar. So that helps your foot. You can spur over your rein and it'll still come out. Because before they started making them like this, I know my dad and all them, they never used to have them. And they'd hang over their rein and it'd jerk their neck and get them all sorts of out of style. But now with the new bar that they have in them, it helps us a lot with that.
In the tie-down roping, Texas cowboy, a rookie at the NFR, Kincaid Henry, was 7.1 seconds, winning the round. Caleb Smith from Texas is your world leader with over 288,000. Ladies barrel racing, sanctioned by the Women's Pro Rodeo Association, sees Oklahoma's Wenda Johnson winning another round with a 13.6-second time in the cloverleaf pattern. The race is on as Lisa Lockhart is in 3rd in the world standings, defending world champion Jordan Briggs in 2nd, and Texan 3-time champ of the world, Haley Kinzel, your leader in the ladies' barrel racing. Oklahoma on top of the list again in the bull riding with Trevor Kastner riding a bull called Midnight Rider of the Pete Carr Pro Rodeo Company from Texas. A nice 90.5-point ride. Trevor Kastner moves up to 3rd in the chase for the world championship. Josh Frost of Utah is 2nd. Stetson Wright leads the way with over $482,000 won.
The Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.